This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:09, and on our next story, have you noticed a price hike in computers and laptops recently? Because Sina Harian has reported that there is this drastic price hike in laptops and other electronic gadgets, and it's as much as 70% for gadgets across several brands.
So they actually did a survey of several electronic shops in Klang Valley and, you know, compared prices now versus last year. And they quoted an anonymous shopkeeper who said that this price hike is because there is a higher demand this year alongside of a lower supply of the actual gadgets themselves. And this, of course, we all know why. You know, we have classes having resumed last month, online classes rather. Many students are learning from home, so you need more gadgets. But it just feels like, it feels like such an unempathetic choice, I think.
I do also think that part of it about that issue of lower supply with products is that at the beginning, a lot of the mid-range products have since been bought out. And that's where that supply issue is coming. So either you're left with something that is very much on the lower end of the range and perhaps doesn't have the capacity to allow for what you need, whether it's for school or for work. Or conversely, you're left with something so high-end that you don't need, short of being a hacker. So that mid-range, I think, is where we are seeing that loss of supply. And we know that many students are still lacking gadgets for online learning. This is something that we've covered ad nauseum on the show. And the government had actually promised under Budget 2021 to allocate 150,000 laptops for students. But opposition MPs have also said that this is not being done quickly enough.
Yeah, and I think this becomes a real problem, right? Especially when it's something that students have already started classes, and we talked about this last year about multiple gadgets being necessary in one home. And if the only solution is for people to go out and purchase them, the fact that the prices are being hiked is going to mean that this is going to put a huge dent in people's wallets in a year when people are already facing financial challenges.
So this is the focus here is primarily on students. But in general, I think that for people who have been working from home as well and who don't therefore have the full capacity, the full suite of tech capabilities that an office would provide for you, your laptop has also become more important than ever. Your phone has become more important than ever because they've also become places where you've had to do work when you're at home. And so I think in general, this issue affects us all. I would like to know whether you've noticed a price hike in computers and laptops. Help me out. I haven't been shopping, but I've been thinking about it because my laptop needs an upgrade. Is this something that you've observed? And what is that price hike like if it's something you've seen? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Earlier, we referenced opposition MPs who have said that not enough is being done at the moment. After this, we are going to be speaking with Stephen Sim, who is the MP of Bukit Mertajam, to find out more. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:14 on the dot. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about the rising cost of computers and laptops and how this impacts students in particular, but all of us in general. And we'd like to know whether you've noticed this price hike. If you've been looking to upgrade, replace the laptop or the gadgets that you are working with, have you noticed a price difference and how much does that look like? Call us and let us know, 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Stephen Sim, who is the MP of Bukit Mertajam. Stephen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, Lynn and Sharmila.
So let's start with a campaign that you've got running, and it's aiming to support students at this time. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, about slightly more than a week ago, on the 24th of January, here we launched in Bukit Mertajam a campaign called Asal Cik Mau Pi Sekolah. Basically, it's a Penang Bahasa Melayu, which means as long as you want to go to school. So under this AXA Cikmok Pergi Sekolah campaign, we have 5 initiatives. Basically, number one, giving free printing services for homeworks and school notes, because a lot of students now, they have to do their studies from home, and some of them do not have printer, etc. So they can come to our office to print. As of now, we almost hit 3,000 pages in printing homeworks and notes for them. Secondly, we have a free internet top up, internet data top up program. We give them 1 month of unlimited mobile data. Thirdly, we have a free online tuition where we made sure that the classes are small. We kept the ratio of teacher to student at 1:10 to ensure quality interaction, etc. And then fourthly, we have a program which I call Anak Angkat YB, where we select year from 4 to 4 to upper 6 students from B40 families, and the selected ones will be given an allowance of RM100 a year a month for a year. So monthly 100 for 1 year. Basically, the idea is to ensure that they do not worry about finances. They focus on their exams, on their education. And finally, of course, we have a free laptop/tablet program where we give out laptops and tablets to students from deserving families.
Stephen, what are some of the challenges that you've been encountering as you've unrolled this program?
I think the most obvious one would be in terms of fund, because as an opposition MP, I do not receive any allocation from the federal government until about a few days ago when we were told that 100,000 came into the service center account, but we are not told how this money can be used yet, so we can't touch the money as yet. But yeah, funding would be one of the biggest challenges. But of course, there are other challenges. For example, in my laptop program, which is the most popular ones, I've got over 1,000 applicants so far. And we are not putting a deadline because it's not a competition. So we are still opening up for people to register. So 1,000 families, and we want to ensure that the resources that we have will be distributed to deserving families. That would mean a lot of work at the back end, where my team would have to filter, we have to do home visits, surveys, etc., to ensure that the recipients are the most deserving ones. And then, of course, there's the issue of even if we have the money now, purchasing the devices, as you have mentioned in your earlier segment, the prices have gone up. Device at the lower price end is almost out of stock everywhere in the market. So this is some of the biggest challenges that we are facing in this program.
And which groups have been most impacted? I mean, when we look at the students, when we look at everybody, who in particular do you find are most in need at the moment?
I think at the end of the day, it impacts everyone almost the same, especially at the from the middle class downwards, from the working class downwards. When we look at, when we give out our laptops, for example, we are not only seeking out B40s, because we have people coming to us, they are not B40, their family income is maybe slightly higher, but the thing is they have many children in the family, or perhaps even one of their parents before the COVID pandemic, two of them were working, and then after the pandemic or just recently, one of them got retrenched. So all this situation, I think people are affected almost in one way or another, quite similarly. And of course, it's not just a matter of getting devices, and then there's also internet connection, but there's also those with devices with internet connection. The challenge of participating in online learning is something very new, not only to the students, but also to the teacher. Like I say, I discovered that, one teacher will have to conduct a Zoom or Google Meet lesson for maybe 30 to 40 students, and that would affect the quality of interaction between teacher and students. And teachers are also trained to deal with face-to-face interaction. Now they have to do it through the screen. So this is a whole new problem that I think we have not discussed enough, other than the lack of resources and device, etc.
So speaking of those resources in terms of devices, that report by Sina Harian, where they mentioned that there's been a price hike in computers and laptops, have you personally noticed this?
Yes, The thing is, it has been reported in the media since late last year. So this is not something new. In fact, when we were going out sourcing for laptops and even tablets, we noticed that those that are priced usually perhaps at around 1,000 to 1,300 to maybe up to 1,500 range is almost everywhere out of stock for laptops. So we are looking at now options which are definitely above 1,005. Some of them even up to 2,000 ringgit, and even for reconditioned ones, because we also source for repurposed and reconditioned units. A month ago or maybe 2 months ago, we can get a reconditioned unit at maybe 600 to 700 ringgit. Today, some of the reconditioned units are, can go as high as 1,000 ringgit. So definitely there is an issue with the availability of lower range, especially in terms of price devices.
So with that then, with this price hike issue, with this supply issue, is there a need for the government to step in and control it? What else needs to be done?
I think everyone needs to come together to deal with this. Of course, the government plays a very important role. I've actually issued a statement today. In fact, I've raised this issue in my last in the last parliament sitting during the debate on the 2021 budget. So I urge the government to at least do three things at this moment. Number one, to fulfill its own promise to deliver 150,000 units of laptops to students. I think this is way overdue. It's already more than a month since schools started. So students need laptops, and especially poorer students, and resources are scarce everywhere. So I think government needs to fulfill its promise, its own promises. Number two, I've urged in the last parliamentary sitting last year during the debate session, I've urged the government to also increase the tax relief on computer or laptops, electronic device purchase for each household to up to 2 child per household. I think this is needed because not every family would requires free laptops, but it would help, especially the working class family, to at least lighten their burden if the government can increase the amount on the tax relief on personal computers. Thirdly, I think the government needs to come in to deal with suppliers and lenders to ensure that there is availability of stocks, especially basic entry-level device. And this is where I say everyone needs to play our role. I mean, the government has to play its role, but businesses, those in this industry, vendors, they will have to come and come forward to ensure that there is sufficient stock for the entry-level device, but also good quality ones. I know there are complaints, especially reconditioned and repurposed units. There are complaints that because of the hike in demand, so some vendors are selling substandard machines or device to customers. So I think everyone needs to play our role in this matter.
Now, if members of the public want to step in and get involved in helping students, get access to electronics, what are some of the avenues they can turn to?
Of course, if they are in Bukit Metajam, I would encourage them to speak to us in our office. I've got my website up. You can contact me through my Facebook, social media, or go to our website at www.stevensim.com. But otherwise, the most obvious avenue would be to speak to schools in their respective areas. I think teachers, educators would know who are in need. So, if you want to make a donation, I think approach the local schools or even approach the local Wakil Rakyat, your Member of Parliament, Arjun, etc.
Stephen, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lynn and Shamila.
That was Stephen Sim, Bukit Metajam MP, on the issues that have been faced by students, parents and teachers alike with these price hikes in digital devices. So we wanted to know, is this something that you've observed? Have you been out perhaps looking to change, upgrade, buy a new laptop or some form of electronics? And have you noticed a hike in price? Also, I guess, ideas, right, for how it is that we can help to bridge this gap when it comes to the students who are able to have access to these sorts of laptops and electronics, and those who are not. Ideas are welcome. Thoughts are welcome. Call us 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.